I'm John Bond. Welcome to Move Yourself Happy. Made for fitness enthusiasts who want to make their passion their profession. Are you unhappy in your present job? Are you passionate about health and fitness? Do you want to release your true potential? If the answer is yes, this podcast is for you. I will be teaching you the specific knowledge that every trainer and coach needs to be successful. So listen closely as I share my expertise with you. So just like me, you can love what you do. Joe, great to finally get you on. I know there's been a few times we've booked this in and things got in the way, so it's good that we're actually finally getting a chance to do it.
I know. Busy people, busy lives.
We are very busy people, yeah, right. So, what I wanted to talk to you about today is a bit about your journey, because I know you've been in the fitness industry for years.
Yeah, 20.
Is it 20? Yeah. Wow, I knew it was a long time, because I kind of like, I've got like visions of seeing you at things like, I don't know, maybe like fit camps or leisure centres.
Back in the day, do you remember Fit Pro?
Yes.
Yeah, so I went to like Canberra Sands in Fit Pro.
Yes, I have seen you at those. Yeah, the ones, yeah, over sort of Rye Way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, been to those many, many moons ago. Yep.
Yeah, so I think, so before we kind of met officially, I'd always seen you around, and then I'd seen you on the downs a few times with your dog,
yeah,
and I'd be on there running. So I always knew you as a face in the fitness industry, but we'd never officially met. And obviously now we've officially met, and
yeah,
now you're on the show, which is great. So I wanted to find out a bit about your journey and your kind of experience working in the fitness industry.
Yeah. So when I left university in 2005, and I did my degree in outdoor education. So, yeah, 4 years of outdoor education at Chichester University.
Ah, I was always envious of those guys.
So, yeah, we were the first year to
do the course,
actually. So we were the guinea pigs of the course, yeah. So, yeah, a lot of it was trial and error of what sports worked, what sports didn't work, etc. And there was many different, like, sports. It wasn't just running, fitness, you know, team sports, which we were all bought into and do when we were at school. So it was diverse and dynamic, and I liked that. It was a lot about group dynamics, a lot about meteorology, so the environment. And all the trips that we did were really interesting, actually, because it was like going to Lanzarote to look at volcanoes.
Mm.
And then in the third year, basically, it was a four-year degree, and the third year you do a placement year. So you had to go and work in the industry for a whole year. And that's when I started working for Nielsen Active Holidays.
Okay.
So I did summers and winters with them, and did a lot of skiing and a lot of chalet host. And in the summers, I worked with the children. So basically played on the water a lot, from children from age 8 to sort of 15. And they'd go on catamarans, go on sailing courses. It was definitely people with more affluent, you know, family backgrounds that wanted to take their children on those types of holidays. But yeah, it was a great experience working for Nielsen. And then when I finished university, I went and did another couple of seasons because it was such a good way of living, because I got to ski a lot. And yeah, so I just wanted to get better at skiing, and I wanted to do more travelling, and it was a way of travelling. It's a massive part of my life that I would like tell students now that I definitely go on and, you know, work in the industry and get paid for it, get your food, get your accommodation, and then work abroad. So, like, you get some travel with it. It's a great way to do it. But I finished in 2005 at university, went and did another couple of seasons, and then I came back and I started settling into equestrian retail at the time, because I'm a big horse rider. I used to event back in the day, so show jump, dressage and cross country. Then I went into equestrian retail. Off equestrian retail, I then thought retail is interesting and I like it, and I love chatting to all these different customers, social part of me, you know, that's a big part of fitness as well. And doing all the orders and the budget and blah, 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 blah. But then I started work thinking how I could develop, and I looked at doing, it was like circuit training in the day. So I looked at doing my level 2. I did my level 2 fitness and my level 2 nutrition. and qualified in both of them. And then I could start to work in, so I went into, it was called BTS at the time, back in the day, for Les Mills, but it was a, yeah, so I started doing Les Mills programmes, which are now called Les Mills programmes, but back in the day they were called BTS programmes.
Which was body training systems?
Yeah, body training systems, yeah, that was it. And, yeah, so I started teaching in body pump was my first one. No, it wasn't, it was body combat. God knows, because I used to teach 10 programmes. Les Mills programs.
Yeah. My God. So choreography. So remember, I think we've talked about this before, but are you quite good at remembering the choreography then?
I am now. It's definitely a skill that you have to learn, and there's ways of learning it and processes, different ways that I can do. I can look at the choreography now, almost hear it. I hear the tempo in the music, so I think that's a super slow there, that's a 2-2 there.
Right, okay, you pick up on that,
yeah.
That's good.
And I know that it's coming to a chorus, so there's going to be a peak at this point. So I know that if I'm not on a single, or on the, there's something going on, if the music's doing something, that you should be doing something. So I massively know it by music now.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
I really hear it.
I only did body pump out at the Les Mills, and I actually found that one of the most stressful courses I've done, because maybe I don't have an ear for the music as much, or certainly not the choreography. And I did exercise to music, and I found that really hard.
Oh, yeah, so I did exercise to music as well.
Yeah, so you obviously, you've got a better ability for choreography and
brain
knowing that stuff than me. Yeah,
yeah, it definitely it's a skill that you have to learn, and it gets better, as with any job, you know, once you start doing it, if you like what you do. I love music, I love people, and I love creating a community. So for me, put all those things together.
Yeah.
Then bingo.
And was that kind of your thing, would you say, in the fitness industry? Was it exercise to music?
Started off, yeah. So I just loved music and, yeah, went into all these different programs, body combat, body attack, body balance.
So body balance is kind of like a yoga version of
Tai Chi yoga. Okay. Yeah, Tai Chi yoga Pilates. I still do that now and I love it because, obviously, being 41... I'm a little bit older now, so I need to think about how I gear my teaching, because it still takes a lot out of your body when you teach, if you do it well, and there's a lot to it in the coaching part of it. But just gearing my body around to doing a lot less. I used to have to teach like 30 programs, 30 classes a week.
Wow.
To make enough money.
Wow, that's
loads. To be in it full time.
I've never taught 30 classes training. A week.
So this is before I didn't do my level 3 for personal training.
Right.
Then obviously some things were crumbling, and I could keep the pace because I was young, but I was exhausted, so I didn't have a social life. So I'd go to the pub and I'd fall asleep in the corner. So it's like,
And that wasn't from the...
yeah, maybe a little
that
bit.
That was before you had a drink.
But I just thought to myself, I'm just exhausted. So when I'm not at work, I'm exhausted. And therefore, I couldn't compete because I like triathlons, and I have done sort of a lot of, I don't know, started triathlons after county sports, after leaving college, really. I did county netball, county basketball. And then I was a big swimmer from the age of 12. And then when I went to university, I started climbing. I love climbing, and I still boulder now. Go to Boulder Brighton, shout out to
Boulder. Yeah, it's great. Brighton. Yeah, Boulder Brighton's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's definitely a common theme when I talk to you guys, the people that have decided to become like fitness professionals, is that we seem to be incapable of sitting still.
Yeah, that's definitely me. I'm the same as you. Your wife will tell you to go for a run. My partner will definitely tell me to go for a run. She knows that I have to go out for a run.
Because yeah.
She knows me well, that I'm also bisexual as well, which is a bit different. So that's nice to have that on the podcast, I thought, as well.
Yeah.
Because there's not many, you know, it's good to hear different sexualities and stuff like that as well.
Yep.
So, I'm bisexual as well. So my partner is a lady, and we're my fiancé, I should say. She'll kill me if she doesn't say that.
I didn't know that. How long have you guys been engaged?
We have been engaged only 2 years.
2 years?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, belated congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's really interesting. So, yeah, so anyone that's... Because actually, there's for a point, I was thinking, I was listening to this, it's really interesting, but anyone's listening might be thinking, You're not selling it to me at the moment. Yeah. You're falling asleep in pubs. But there's stuff to learn from this, isn't there? So what did you learn from all of that?
So I learned that I needed to balance my life a lot better and earn money and something else as well as fitness, because I thought, I'm not going to make my way just by fitness.
More and more classes.
I need to do something else. So I need to do... And then, obviously, I started to think, well, I could do one-to-one. You know, I coach this person in this class. I connect with this person. There's so many people I connect and coach. But I could go into one-to-one quite easily. So that's at the point that I did my level 3 PT. So I did online course for that. And I went to Southampton. What was the company called again?
Lifetime Fitness or Lifetime Training?
Lifetime Training.
Lifetime Fitness actually is the machines, isn't it? I think. Yeah. I think that's the brand of machines, the gym machines, but Lifetime Training is the training provider, yeah.
Yeah, Lifetime Training. So I did it with them. Very good company. It was just all online, and then we just had to go in and do the exams.
Mm.
But it was really useful, and I met some really interesting people there. That was at a really nice gym in Southampton. I can't remember the name of it. That's really nice.
This opportunity to be able to do things online, when I first started, so for Storm Fitness Academy, when we started to investigate the idea of doing some things online, I had barriers to that myself because that's not the way I did it. Mm. That's not how I learned. And, you know, so I was a bit old school, a bit like, well, hang on a minute, how can you possibly learn all this stuff online? Mm. Anyway, due to customer demand and obviously the way things change, and actually someone pointed out to me, a good friend of mine who knows what he's talking about when it comes to business, etc., said, You have to think about what the customer's needs are and what they want are and what you think isn't necessarily right. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good point. I think my wife's told me that a few times. I suppose there is a chance that I'm not right. Yeah. And maybe actually things can be done online. So when we transitioned and we did go online, one of the first people to go through, I looked at their practice, because they still have to do a practical assessment. Mm. And this guy submitted his via video. Instead of coming to see us, did it via video. We watched a video. It was bloody brilliant. It was a really good practical assessment. And I was like, ooh, so maybe it does work then. Because I guess if you've got a passion like you've got all that experience of interacting with other fitness enthusiasts, teaching your classes, doing all that stuff, then actually doing the knowledge, learning that stuff online, and then doing that practical assessment at the end is absolutely fine, and it enabled you to be able to do that. Because I guess if you had to go and sit in a classroom for weeks on end, you wouldn't be able to do that, would you?
No, well, time-wise. It's interesting, actually. I haven't done a Les Mills course for a long time, and I'm doing one in March. I'm doing their strength programming, but it is online now. I'd much rather go in person, because I like meeting new people.
Yeah.
So you still get that connection, but over a computer is not quite. I prefer real life, but there's lots of advantages too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, but I think there's pros and cons to both.
People have to think about that, don't they?
It's good to have the difference. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they often call it blended, because you've got, you know, online, you can come to workshops. So with our guys, they can come to workshops.
Yeah.
And if you're local, I always say, you know, if you're local, I mean, not just if you're local, but it's easier if you're local. Come to the workshops, come meet us, face-to-face coaching, network, that stuff's so valuable. But not everybody wants that, and you wanted that interaction, and I do too. You know, it just depends on the individual. If you get plenty of interaction anyway with your job and everything, maybe you don't want that when you go on a course. But
I like going to new places as well. I like checking out new different gyms.
Yeah, no, me too. Well, it's that adventure part of your personality, isn't it? No, I that adventure part of my personality that wants to kind of go off and see stuff and meet new people, like, I love that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know, it's the most exciting part of life, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. I love it.
so you're, if we just go back to the whole you delivering group exercise into music, so there's quite a few benefits to that, because obviously with the group exercise, which I love, means that you're getting the extra sort of endorphins from being like connecting with others, and like you get a lot of oxytocin and just making good friendships and have you. Music's great, isn't it? I mean, there's loads of research that shows that we perform better with music playing, but it just lifts you up anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So is that what drew you to it, the sort of connecting and
massively connecting and helping people achieve something they never thought was possible, I would say, because a lot of people do I don't know, they don't have the... It's so interesting, but I watch people in the gym when I'm working out myself, and they just look lost. They walk in a gym and they just don't know where to go. But that's because a lot of those people would be the class-type people that come to classes and copy the instructor.
Yeah.
And if the instructor stops, they stop.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, don't stop, I'm about to coach.
Yeah.
Because in Les Mills Grit, you coach, it's floor coaching, a lot of floor coaching, so it's a much smaller group, and you floor coach and move. So I'm like, don't rely on me to be moving and me to be doing the next thing. I might say the next drop set, and then you're in it.
Right.
Okay, so if I say push-up number one, burpees number two, and then press-ups is number three, you've got to switch your brain on as well. You've got to use your brain for this class as well. It's not just I'm just going to copy exactly what the instructor's doing. It's quite different to that, and I think that's much more where hybrid training's going now. So the next program I'm doing is called strength programming, and that is it's like a 12-week strength program course, where you've got a mix of, so hybrid type, so a mixture of things. So you've got a bit of cardiovascular, a bit of functional strength, and then a bit of being able to chill out as well and do a bit of Zen time.
Nice.
So it's mixing it all together into one. And I think there's a big space for that now as well.
Yeah, it seems to be, doesn't there? Because even things like, is it the David Lloyd class? Blaze,
yeah.
They sort of break it up, don't they? They've got like treadmills, and you've got strength and conditioning stuff. You've got some combat stuff. So a lot of people are jumping on board and going, well, rather than just focusing on the dance aspect or just on the cardio aspect, like spin, let's get the strength and conditioning in there as well.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. I mean,
I think it's coming in a lot more now. I used to be much more cardio when I was in my 20s, and then I've gone to the strength side.
Have you?
So I've gone into my 30s massively, yeah. Because I've also realised through being a triathlete how much strength training was going to improve my run and my swim and my bike.
Yeah.
You learn along the way of doing things as an athlete as well. You think, well, I didn't do any squats before. I just bounced on the spot and did some burpees and... thought I was done, but no, I realised what there was to a deadlift, to a squat, a decent squat, decent set of pull, a decent set of push. So I think doing my level three really encouraged me to understand more about what is strength and conditioning. I'd like to do my strength and conditioning level four with Storm.
Oh, great! Well, I'll get your credit card out. We'll sort that out.
Doesn't work.
you mentioned about how you then went from doing the group exercise to doing your PT. That's such a great progression. I like that way. Certainly from like a business point of view, I know that you've already got a bit of a following, haven't you?
Yeah, massively. You get a tribe.
Yeah, tribe. Yeah. You've got a tribe, you've got a community, whatever you want to call it. And then one day you're like, oh, by the way, guys, I'm now qualified one-to-one personal trainer.
Mm.
So like if you were going to be a bit cutthroat, but from a business point of view, the terminology is your classes are almost like what they call a tripwire.
Mm.
So, it's a low-cost product. They're coming along, they're paying that. And then from there, some of those guys might then look at the higher, more sort of pinnacle premium service, which is one-to-one personal training. So it's a good model from that point of view. So I like that. But you're right. I mean, some people in that group are just going to be doing it for the connections. They know they're moving regularly, so they know it's good for their health, and they're getting the happy hormones. But then some of them are going to go, well, I've actually got my own individual goals and needs, and I'd like to take things to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's where you did come in, I guess, with the one-to-one.
Yeah, definitely. That is how it worked, and it does make a big difference. I get people ask me, and I still PT now. I don't have much time to PT. I've let that go a little bit just because I've taken on the job at the Welling College. But I still have a few clients that I PT, and I enjoy those clients. You do become very, as you will know, you like a type of client, like Chris Hendy said, actually, was interesting that he went into rehabilitation, didn't he?
Mm.
But you have a type of client. I don't get a lot from the Joe Blogs that wants to lose weight, but that's the main aim.
Mm.
I much prefer people that are training. I've got a half marathon, I've got a full marathon. I much prefer people that have a goal that are a little bit more advised but and educated.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But I don't mean that in a
derogatory way. No, I know what you're saying exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's certainly the way the industry's going. So, like, for anyone listening, you know, don't be intimidated by that. When you start, most people will be, they'll generalise, which is probably the right thing to do. It's just, you know, take on whoever is willing you know, whoever values you and is willing to give you their money. Yeah. Take them on.
Yeah.
And because you can help everyone. Once you get your qualification, you can help everyone. Everyone benefits from having a structured exercise programme.
Yeah.
But what you'll find is you will enjoy working with certain clients more.
Yeah,
because
you'll
enjoy working
with
more.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, totally. And and also you'll be better at working with those clients because the reason you like working with people that have a defined goal, like a triathlon, is because that's what your own history has been, isn't it? Your own exercise history. So you've got that experience, that passion for it. So you are a better person to be doing that than someone who doesn't have that experience.
My passion is I just love movement. If I don't move, I just feel... I find it really hard to sit still and mark. I have to, like, for the marking for this job, I can do 2 hours and then I have to move. I have to go out for a walk, 20 minutes.
Mm.
I'm not very good at sitting still.
No.
That is a downfall that I am working on.
What is it, a downfall? I mean...
It's not a downfall, but it's definitely...
Because I like to think that we're the normal ones.
Yeah.
Whatever's normal.
Coping-wise, if I couldn't do sport when I'm injured or something, I find it so frustrating. It's being able to cope better.
Yeah, I think... Have you heard there's a couple of theories? Have you heard of the Hunter-Farmer theory?
No.
So, it actually applies to people with ADHD, but I think anyone who...
I am probably a bit of that as well.
Yeah. Most of us are. So if you do struggle to sit still and concentrate for long periods of time and everything else, one of the theories, and it is a theory, I don't even know how they prove this or test it, but is that if you think most of human existence, we've been hunter-gatherers.
Mm.
And it's only really the last, 10,000 years that we've had this farmer lifestyle where everything's a bit monotonous, isn't it? Like Monday to Friday, and blah, blah, blah. And it's all a bit like eat, sleep, repeat. Whereas back in the day, every day would have been different. You wouldn't have got food from the same place. You would have, you know, some...
Yeah, true.
The days would have been so different and you would have been so active and you would have been so tuned in to distractions because you'd be like looking out for dangers. You'd be looking out for coloured fruits and berries and things. You'd be looking out for water, like all this stuff, enemies. The modern day person, most people have adapted to this kind of farmer lifestyle and they're quite happy with this monotony and repetitiveness. Whereas you and I, we're hunters.
That's not for me.
That's what I like to think anyway.
I like that idea.
We haven't adapted. We're still, you know, like...
Looking for.
Easily distracted. Oh, what's that over there?
You know. Oh, 100% easily distracted. Procrastination and distracted is my two best things, I think.
Yeah, but also, but there's so many pros to it, isn't there? Because I don't find it hard to motivate myself to go and move.
No, nor do I. Not at all.
It's the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not moving is the hard bit. So, and like... Do you find, and I know the answer before even asking this question, but do you find like when you're out on the downs and stuff, it's kind of like your happy place? You're like, you know, you feel tranquil.
Yeah,
it's like...
a lot of my running, I do very little road running now. I do it when I have to, or when like it's been really muddy recently. I'm lost of places to go that I can't slip. I'm all about the trails. I like taking my time. I like going longer, steady. I don't like to push my heart rate as much on, you know, short, like this weekend actually, I'm doing the total opposite. So I'm doing a aquathon, run and swim, which is short and sharp. So I'm like literally doing the opposite of everything.
Where's this?
It's at Littlehampton Wave. It's Tough Fitty. It's an aquathon. So you can do 400 metre swim and then 5K run, or you do 800 metre swim and then 10K run.
Right. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. It takes the bike out of it. I stress about the bike. So.
Do you?
Yeah, because when it goes wrong, I don't like it.
See, I'd stress about the swim,
chain,
I think.
Fix the tyre, fix this. Oh. Throw it away.
Actually, I helped to go on there. Did my good deed yesterday when I was on the way here. Some
guy doing his paper round fell off his bike and buckled his wheel when I was helping on the way here. But I don't know why I mentioned that, but it remind me.
Bike, yeah.
Yeah, I had to try and fix his bike for him.
I love being on the trails. I love being outside and I love swimming open water. So in COVID, when COVID hit and everyone was a bit lost in when those first not easy days, but we started a swim group, and when we weren't allowed to meet at the pool, we then went to the sea, and we started swimming in the sea. So amazing. I started a lot more open water swimming from about 4 years ago.
And did you get the whole colder exposure thing?
I do that, yeah. So I do. I much prefer being in water and moving to being in a tub. I really struggle in the tub to not move. It's more painful.
Yeah, there's definitely a common thing coming through here, isn't there? I love being in the open sea. Put me in a tub.
Yeah, that's true.
Get me out of the tub.
Whereas, if it's open sea and the body of water, just I can bounce about in it.
By the way, I'm very conscious. Did you say you're teaching again at 2:15?
Yeah.
So in 3 minutes. Right, well, if it's all right with you...
Yeah.
Can we do this in two parts?
Yeah, of course.
I'll remember where we got to, because this is really interesting. I didn't know you went to Chichester, by the way.
Chichester.
You know why I went there?
Yeah, you did sports science.
Yeah, and you finished in 2005.
Yeah.
I started in 2005. And I went as a mature student, so I went a bit later. So you would have gone straight from college, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I did.
I
did Amring sixth form. I did A-levels, MPE, and art and sociology.
Yeah, I had a year out, and I think it turned into like eight or something. But so anyone listening, if you think about having a year out, make sure you keep it to the year. Don't do what I did. I always used to envy the Adventure Ed guys, because you guys are always going. I'll be in the library writing some horrible research methods assignment, and I'd look out the window and see you guys carrying kayaks, surfboards, and I'd be like, oh, done the wrong course here.
Yeah.
Not that I regret my journey, because I love what I do.
I did love that course. But... I absolutely loved it. So I had Pete Bunyan and Ian Coleman were my main... Pete Bunyan helped me out a lot with my dissertation. Or the maths side of it, because that is not my strong point.
No, mine wasn't either. I had to resit maths, did you see?
So did I.
All right, so just to summarise what you said, because you have to go, don't you?
Yeah.
What I really liked is the fact that, obviously, you can't sit still either, which is great. Love to meet a fellow non-sit-stiller. Does that make sense?
ADHD.
And that if you're one of those people, then what a great way to channel that is to become a trainer, but actually group exercise, perfect, because you can do 30 hours a week of it until you pass out in pubs.
Drop it to 10.
And then when you realise that maybe 30 hours a week is a bit too much, you can then get your level 3 and do some one-to-one stuff. The end take-home message from it is... channeling your passion like you did, and we want to talk some more, because there's loads of stuff I'd like to
there's more
about.
I've always got more to give.
It's always more to give. All right, cheers Joe. Speak to you again soon. Now if you enjoyed today's episode, something you can do for me is subscribe to my show, and if you know anyone else that might be interested in this content, then please share it with them too. You can also head over to our socials and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. But if you're ready to take that next step, visit our website, www.stormfitnessacademy.co.uk, fill out a contact form, that'll come straight to me. I will contact you shortly afterwards, and I look forward to speaking to you then.